For the past 20 years, Karen Slaughter has captivated readers with best-selling thrillers. She's known for her skill for holding a mirror up to society to explain what's going on in the world, her endless support of local libraries, and her personality on social media and in real life. Her latest thriller is The Silent Wife, where a young woman is brutally attacked and left for dead. The police investigate, but the trail goes cold until a chance assignment takes GBI investigator Will Trent to the state penitentiary and to a prisoner who says he recognizes the M.O. It's a great pleasure to welcome Karen Slaughter to the program to talk about her new novel, The Silent Wife. Karen, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So what brought you to this particular thriller and bringing these characters back again, Will Trent and Sarah Linton?
This is the 10th novel in Will's series, and, you know, I write it so that you don't have to read the previous 9 to know who these people are. You can definitely jump right in. But it opens with Will being called out to a state prison where a riot and a murder has occurred. And while he's there, an inmate comes up and says, "Hey, I'm innocent." Now, this is something we've all heard inmates say. You don't have a lot of them say, "You know what, I'm guilty, I deserve to be here." So Will's a little dubious, but he starts to look into the case and he realizes, holy smokes, not only might this guy not be the perpetrator of these crimes, but someone is out there committing really horrific crimes against women, and we thought we caught the guy, but this guy is still out there, and we've got to stop him from hurting more people.
Once you have that in mind, what is the mechanics that you go through of saying, okay, now, like, what's the fun part then? Once you have that down, then what's the fun part?
You know, it's all fun in a different way. Even on a bad day, I have to remind myself, as jobs go, this is a really great job. It's what I've always wanted to do with my life. And so I don't let myself get too down in the dumps if something isn't going right. But I love figuring out puzzles. I love thrillers. It's the book that I read when I'm most interested in having a great escapist sort of fun. And I love those twists and turns. I mean, that's what really gets me going, is that slow build up where you think you know what's going to happen, and then boom, something completely different comes out of the blue. That's what's exciting for me.
Give us a sense of what you think it is about this character, Will Trent, that has brought audiences and the writer back.
I think what people like about Will is he's very believable as a character. You know, he's not a Superman. He had a really bad childhood. He was raised predominantly by women. There weren't a lot of positive role models in his life very early on. And he's made a decision that he's going to be a good guy. And that's what his life goal is to do the right thing. And I think a lot of people feel kind of trapped by circumstance and like they don't have a lot of choices. But Will is a guy who said, you know what, I spent my life in state care. Most of the people I grew up with are going to stay in state care. They're going to end up in the justice system in some way or the other, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be a cop, and I'm going to help people.
Give us an idea of why that background of this character, of being in state care, was important and what that allows you to explore through the course of these novels.
Well, there's a couple of different things. You know, he never had anyone to advocate for him as a child that he knew of. And he had a learning disability. And my sister had a learning disability when we were growing up, but it was during a time before the Americans with Disabilities Act. And so the teachers just thought she was lazy and stupid. They weren't really aware of learning disorders. You know, there were all sorts of stereotypes associated with the kid who would have a learning disorder, and it wasn't someone from a middle-class white family. And so they just pegged her very early on as not a very good student, not very motivated, and that really has stayed with her entire life. Now she knows that she has dyslexia. She learned that in her 20s. But it was a stigma, and I wanted to write about Will having that same experience as a way to, you know, explore what happened to my sister. But also, I think it gives him a lot of sympathy and empathy with the people he's investigating. Because a lot of times, criminals just do stupid things. They mess up. they make a mistake, they try to cover the mistake, and they end up just in all the dominoes falling until they find themselves in front of a police officer. And Will is one of those cops who says, look, I've made mistakes too. I get where you're coming from. Now, it doesn't mean he's not going to punish the bad guys, but it gives him an understanding of how you can find yourself on that path.
In your telling of this particular story in The Silent Wife, were there specific challenges to this novel that you faced?
Absolutely. You know, anytime I'm writing about violence against women, I want to be very careful. All of my plots come from real things that have happened in the world, but I never want to take one crime and put it in the book. I take different details from other crimes and blend them together, because at the end of the day, I'm writing for entertainment, and I don't want to exploit someone's worst day. Because, I mean, let's be honest, crimes against women happen every minute of the day somewhere in the world, whether it's domestic violence or sexual harassment or sexual assault. You know, it's just something women have daily in their lives. So I'm really conscious as I write these books that that's going on and that I'm giving voice to the women who suffer from these crimes and who have to rebuild their lives and deal with the trauma after these crimes.
So let's explore that just for a moment because I've heard you make this point of the importance of having an honest dialogue about the violence.
Yeah, you know, when I was growing up, my grandmother was in an abusive relationship with my grandfather. And as a very little girl, we made jokes about how clumsy my grandmother was because she had bruises or a black eye or a cut lip. And as I got older, I thought, wow, you know, she is not that clumsy. This is my grandfather, who is a violent alcoholic. But we never talked about it. It was this openly held secret among my family. And I can tell you, having lived through that, that being silent about it only protected my grandfather. It did nothing to help my grandmother. So when I started writing about these crimes, I thought, you know what? I'm going to show you what they are. I'm going to let you know the impact of this and how it impacts families. I mean, that shared trauma just passes down from generation to generation. And I want to talk about it so maybe we can put a stop to it.
What kind of reaction does that elicit from readers who I'm sure many share with you?
Well, you know, it's what you said that puts the nail on the head because the thing is, a lot of people know stories about this in their family, or they have friends who have been harmed or sexually assaulted, or, you know, statistically it's 1 in 3 women. So if you have a room full of women, do the math. And I think just talking about it, saying, yeah, this is horrible, this is the kind of thing that's happening, is in some ways really freeing for a lot of women because it's speaking the thing that we don't speak about. And to me, that's one of the most important parts of my work. I mean, yes, I'm writing for entertainment. I want people to enjoy all the twists and turns and have fun. But I also want to be honest about it. I don't want to feel like I'm exploiting what are awful, awful crimes. I want to just show you what they are, put them in context, and put a light at the end of the tunnel. Because unlike in real life, at the end of my novels, the bad guy gets caught and punished.
The name of the new novel is The Silent Wife. The book is published by William Morrow. Karen Slaughter, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Be well. Again, the name of the new book is The Silent Wife. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.